Bill Krause calls himself a moderate Republican, or as he puts it,
I'm an old Republican hack, I guess.
Krause worked to get former GOP Governor Warren Knowles elected in the 1960s, and later Lee Dreyfus. Krause says if there were ever any question about whether Wisconsin politics have shifted, all you have to do is look at the budget Governor Scott Walker recently created.
There's a move to cut the University of Wisconsin system loose. There's a move to the voucher system, which is sort of an attack on K-12 public education. It cuts out the money for the state parks. It cuts out the money for public broadcasting. It cuts out, it stops the land purchases. It reduces the power and role of the Department of Natural Resources.
For decades, Wisconsin was known as a progressive state, and Krause says no one really challenged the presence of government.
All of those people, irrespective of party, believed the government had a serious role to play in society. Now, the Republicans and the Democrats, disagreement was on the margin as how big that role should be, but nobody was in power. In my history in politics in Wisconsin, thought that the government should go away. And this administration and this budget is serious indication of a move to diminish the role of government.
While Krause perceives a tilt toward weakening government, Glenn Johnson seems extreme polarization. Johnson is a history professor at UW-Milwaukee.
I think it's not so much shifting to the right as it is hardening on both sides.
And not just here.
The country and Wisconsin, and I've been here more than 30 years, are more polarized now than I've really ever seen them. And I lived through the civil rights movement in the South and Louisiana and the Vietnam War.
One person not surprised Wisconsin is undergoing a fundamental change is Richard Longworth. He wrote the book titled Caught in the Middle, America's Heartland in the Age of Globalism. Longworth says some changes dividing Wisconsin have actually been underway for years.
Right to work, as I said, has been going on for a long time before we had to deal with globalization. The decline in the state support for education has been going on. Well, I'm just looking up the Wisconsin figures, and that goes back to 1976, but I suspect it started well before then.
Longworth says a lot of policies Governor Walker is advancing are to court conservative voters in places such as Iowa, as he considers a bid for the White House. Walker said last week that what he's been doing as governor is what the majority of voters here want. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.